Hi, welcome to the second episode. This is One Grey Moods podcast. We don't have a name for the episode yet, but I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about my mountains. They are my most favorite thing on this planet. Yeah, no debate there. I remember the first time I had seen snow. It is probably one of those moments that you'll go to death with, that you never forget those moments, those feelings and how you felt. And I'm not a traveler, because when I think of traveling, what comes to my head is buses and trains and flights going from one place to another. What I love about the mountains is there's none of that. There's no traveling in the mountains. You walk, you trek, you climb. There's a more human aspect to that than compared to what traveling means in general, which is going from one place to another. So I'm not a traveler. I have been in total of 27 treks till now, and spread across 5 destinations. They're not over the top treks. They're not you have to be there once in your lifetime kind of treks. But every time I've climbed those mountains, I have learned a different lesson. What I want to speak to you guys about today is what I brought back with me from the mountains. Number one, your ego takes a backseat. Let's say that you find a beautiful view there, you can't really own it. You can't really own a sun, like you can own a sunset. You see a beautiful sunset, you take a picture and make it part of your life. You say that, oh, this is the best sunset that I've ever seen, the best thing that's ever happened to me, and it's mine. Mountains don't let you do that. You are not bigger than the mountains. That is rule number one. Nothing happens to you there. In the size and the scale of everything makes you feel like you are a part of that. That's not a part of you. Every sunset, every sunrise, every beautiful cloud I've ever seen, it's not a part of my life. I feel like I have been a part of something beautiful, something greater than myself, because I was there. And that's what I love about the mountains. The moment that I'm there, I'm not so and so, I'm not doing so and so, I've achieved this and that. I am a fraction of everything that is happening there. And I'm not adding anything to the beauty of that place, I am witnessing it. Like, even in the most optimism-wise thoughts, you're not responsible for any of the things that happen in the valley. You are only but a witness. It is a very demotivating thought. Could make you feel very minuscule, very irrelevant. But at the same time, it gives you the comfort that you don't have to be the factor that affects everything. The butterfly effect that could change the world only if you did the right thing. You don't have that pressure there. You just have to be. That's why I love the mountains. That's why it's stress-free. Not because people can't reach me. Because you see something. I mean, the scale of those things, it makes you realize that, boy, you're not the only thing that matters in this world. I mean, you're not even big enough to matter. Again, it sounds very demotivating, but that's not how I see it. There is a joy to being human, and that joy often turns into stress. The stress of being human. You have to be somebody. You have to change the world. You have to change the way you are so you can change the world. You have to do the right thing. You can't be wrong morally. You can't encourage immoral behaviors. You know what I love about the mountains? None of this shit is there. For once, you give in to it. Utter submission. That I am as happy as the mountains let me be. The mountains don't let me be happy. The climb is hard. Every 50 steps you ask yourself, why this pain? Why am I putting myself through so much? Why not? The other option is to be comfortable. But apart from the immediate pleasure, what do you get? What do you gain from it? Nothing. And the climb, it teaches you a lot of things. I remember my first trek when I was out of breath and I gave up. I gave up, alright? Wasn't even trying to pretend that I've not given up. Wasn't even trying to pretend that I've hurt my leg or this and that or something. I just plain flat out gave up. I said I couldn't climb. But there was somebody who made me, who was like, you can hold my hand and get up. I was like, no, alright, embarrassment is worse than death, I'll do it. I remember stopping for every 4 steps, taking a breath in and climbing. For once, I was doing something without thinking, without analyzing. I was just doing it because I had to do it. I got to the top. And I turned around for the first time in half an hour. In 30 minutes, I turned around for the first time and I saw where I was. That was my life lesson right there. If you constantly keep analyzing how much progress you're making, how far you've gone, grateful for this and that, it's gonna fuck up your progress. What I learned from the mountains is just do it. Do it. Don't think. Don't analyze. Don't predict how long it's gonna take. Just get there. All the thinking, all the analyzing, all the gratefulness can come once you're there, once you're at the top. Thereafter, I went back to that place, to that climb, 9 times later. Total of 10 treks. 9 times I went back. Every time. After the first, I only looked back after I got to the top. I looked back, and I see, and I reminded myself that this is how life's gonna be. You don't stop and think. You're not running too fast. You don't need to stop and smell the roses. Roses are for fucking cows. What you need to be smelling is the beautiful mountain air that's only there at the top. The lowlifes, well, they can have the roses. What you need is the fucking snow. I'm gonna end my episode right here because I have a lot to talk about the mountains, but this is that one lesson that I wanted to part with. The progress is not progress if you keep analyzing it at every corner. You have to fucking stop doing all that and rush into life one breath at a time. But do it. And when you get to the top, I promise you will. It'll be worth it.